Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into WEEI Afternoons on a Wednesday afternoon in the beautiful Brighton Studios, powered by Verizon. Andy Hart here, Nick Fitzy Stevens. That was a little recap of one of the most interesting nights of basketball, Fitzy, that I could ever remember seeing. I know we always say tale of two halves. That game was the ultimate tale of two halves, where you were in another Magic-controlled game played on Orlando's terms situation where, thank God, they can't score any points, because if they could score, you might have been down 30 against a real NBA team. Didn't hit any threes, and then, boom, you get a Jason Tatum dunk on some of the worst defense you'll ever see from the Magic to end the first half, and then the floodgates opened, and it ends up being a laugher. It was a little bit like Game 1 in some sense, where
a little bit
the Magic, well, it was more dramatic. It was so much more dramatic. Zero threes, and then you end up like hitting a boatload of threes. Tatum was freaking awesome. Tatum is playing the best basketball of his career, as I predicted in my three-point stance a few weeks ago. Unfortunately, Game 1 had me questioning my prediction, because I thought Game 1 he wasn't very good. But since then, awesome, doing Larry Bird-type stuff. It was entertaining, but that was a weird-ass basketball game last night, Fitzy.
Felt like the bookend of the series, except this time the Celtics literally in Game 1 on Easter Sunday went in trailing by 2 points at the half. Flummoxed on offense thanks to the gritty, I shall not say tenacious, gritty, if at times a bit aggressive, defense from the Orlando Magic, their hallmark and calling card, aside from being a little underwhelming offensively on the 2024-25 season. Celtics go in once again, down two. People are wondering what the hell's wrong. Can't hit a three. First time in, what, 5-6 years they hadn't been able to hit a three and a half as well. And then in the second half, all gas, no breaks, no mercy as well. And that's the difference between this and Game 1, which looks so ultimately similar. Is last night, the Celtics and angry Jason Tatum. See, we didn't have angry Tatum after in the middle of Game 1. We had typical Tatum. We had playoff Tatum,
yep,
which was deferential and not quite as clutch and aggressive and angry at times. So he hurts his wrist, can't play in Game 2, has returned as angry Tatum, and then puts up 35-plus in three straight games, only to tie, just another Celtics legend by the name of Lawrence Bird, I believe. And he's the difference now. He is, sure, they hit some threes in the second half. Pritchard even got involved, and I know he had a tough series.
He's Jaylen glad Brown's the series hanging. Is over.
He's so glad. So is Porzingis. The funniest, the shortest guy and the tallest guy in the Celtics are both thrilled the Magic are out of their lives for the next 6 months, because each of them and their respective games, mutually different that they might be from one another, are thrilled to not have the Magic chipping, slapping, shoving, bumping, and pushing them around all over the court. But the headline, you know, the headline's going to read, you know, Celtics dispel dark Magic, move on to second round of playoffs. But the real headline is Jason Tatum is playing the best basketball of his career. And if I were the Knickerbockers or the Pistons, I would be anxious AF about what I'm going to have to deal with in the second round of the playoffs. Go Pistons.
You say the Pistons. I think he's playing pissed off. I think he was really unhappy with a lot of things that went on in this series, the way he was treated by the Magic, the way he's always pissed at the refs, so the refs are always in his crosshairs.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
I don't think he necessarily loved the get-up comment from Mazzulla that went viral. So I think all of those factors have been the impetus for Jason Tatum, and I love it. I am enjoying watching him. I mean, this series really for the Celtics, I think it played out sort of how your hierarchy is supposed to. Jason Tatum was the best player, and when he wasn't the best player, I thought it was often Jaylen Brown. I thought Jaylen Brown did his duties, various third quarters, few stretches here where it would be boom, couple elbow jumpers. He played a really key role. He does not look injured. He looks explosive. He's dunking and hanging on the rim. I love.
He's hiding the paint. He's doing a great job. He wore a mask in the previous postseason. Now he's doing a good job of masking the pain, because I think it hurts a little. I think it hurts more than he's letting.
It hurts, but he's not injured. He's playing. I don't think it's affecting him. And those two guys showed up, showed out, as you like to say, and that covers up for Porzingis, who I thought had a terrible series. I thought was just so out of sorts.
He wasn't great.
I mean, he had the moments, obviously, the forearm to the head and the free throws and the blood and all that, but he just, defensively, he was terrible. That's the one thing, if I'm going to be a little bit of a wet blanket after a big win, I thought their defense was really pretty putrid in the first half last night. And luckily, the Magic stink offensively.
I think they thought the Magic were just going to show up and roll over and they wouldn't have to worry about it. They'd shoot the lights out. Yeah, 63-23 late in the second quarter in an elimination game. The Celtics may have brought a little, we think this series is over energy to the first half of last night's game. And so when the Magic came out and, you know, didn't make for a standing eight count, let alone knock the Celtics down, but they got them in the corner and made the ref have to separate them and landed a couple of body blows. I think that's when the Celtics responded after, you know, we'll say if it was a 12 round fight after six rounds, and then just came out and just threw just one haymaker after another, landing most of them and bloodying and battering the Magic for the remainder of the game.
And, you know, we don't need to be hoop heads, as Scal would say, and we will talk to Scal about this game, I believe, at 4 o'clock. I always say with Scal, I believe, because I'm never quite sure if it's going to be the exact
just in case.
Scale.
Oh, by the way, side note, is this an okay time to bring up the fact that sometimes last night Luke Kornet looked like he had played an NBA game before, and sometimes it looked like that was his
He had
first
hoof
time,
hands. He was
first
like
time playing basket. Like
it was like Casas like, at first. He had 4 feet.
Hey, what
He's
do
like,
I do with these?
Or a seal doing the ar, trying to catch the ball that's thrown to him. Oh, the pick God. And roll was awful to Kornet. There, it was like an automatic turnover. But even that, they actually hit a couple of them in the second half. That's why I mean it was like. Like somebody flicked a switch, like flush it, bury the ball, whatever you cliche you want to use as a halftime coach, and then they came out totally different. You're right. That was it was like, wait, is this guy in the NBA? Is this guy like really? Is this the same guy we watched this work really well like 3 weeks ago and Tatum was falling in love with it and they were like throwing lobs left and right? Because it was a absolute debacle part of the offense last night.
Also interesting to note, like Derek White basically saves the Celtics bacon on Easter Sunday with his 30-point performance. And I was one, as I always am, to give him his props and say, it's so great to have a guy like Derek White if you're two stars, when you're fortunate enough to have more than two stars on your team and the kind of depth the Celtics do, come out and just say, oh, you need me to do it tonight? I got it. And put up 30 points. Hit 5 points last night. Like he played well. What do they call that? What is the equivalent of, it's not quiet quitting, but it's like showing up at wits. I guess it kind of is, even though he's not resigning by any stretch. But that's like whatever the playing through a basketball game equivalent of quiet quitting is. Like he was just out there last night like, I kind of need the night off, guys. Like, and Tatum and the rest like, oh, we got you, buddy. Don't worry about it.
He also left the game like he got the bell rung a little bit. I know we're not supposed to say that anymore, but he was kind of shaking the cobwebs out. Then he was sitting on the bench with his head down. And I don't know if he dealt with a head injury because I didn't really see what led to the reaction. I just saw the reaction. But, yeah, he wasn't right.
Lingers.
And that's why I'll go back to This was a classic Stars win in the postseason. Your stars are named Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, and that was the bulk of why you were able to handle this series and react and deal with. Even the game where Jason Tatum sits out and Jaylen Brown has, you know, one of his biggest postseason games ever, one of the best postseason games in Celtic history, the Stars stepped up. You needed the Stars. And it all turned, really, in that third quarter when their star, maybe the star of the series, if you were doing a hockey series, I think one of the three stars has to go to Paolo Banchero, when he got in foul trouble. When he left the game, it was over. Because as Scal said, they only have two guys that can score, and them being down 14 is like another team being down 40. Like, they're not going to score with Banchero on the bench. I don't know if I ever would have put him on the bench. I would have been like, I'm going to lose if he's on the bench. So if you foul him out, you foul him out, but I lose either way, because that was, I would have been infuriated if I were a Magic fan or a Magic player, and it's like, hey, that guy over there, I know he's in foul trouble, but he's the only guy that can score for us, so what's the point of him sitting on the bench to avoid fouling out? Either way, we lose. So that's, and my guy JB, give him credit. He drew those fouls. He knew what the situation was and actually kind of used a little SGA Banchero against him, you know, turned the tables on him and drew the contact, drew the fouls, and it, you know, I think that's what changed the entirety of the game. I think the Celtics would have won either way, but that's what opened the floodgates as soon as you put Banchero on the bench.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy that it took the Magic's best player, who none of us anticipated being the best player in the series. Well, there are those who are giving him his flowers now, saying this guy's a badass and he's about to become a force in the NBA. They got to work this offseason to improve the depth on that team. The third best player in your team can't be Caldwell Pope. Like, they need their Pritchard.
Well, Suggs is hurt. When he gets back, he's a good player. That adds depth to that. But they need some shooters, because Wagner's a good player, Franz, but he has a weird shot.
He's very good.
He has like this, like, I don't always see the hitch when they talk about, remember Jason Tatum early in the year, they were talking about how he kind of fixed his shot. I didn't see the dramatic alteration. Wagner, I like to say Wagner, has a dramatic like a composer, hitch in his shot. He has like a, it's like a, it looks like Charles Barkley's golf swing sometimes. It's got like these right angles, and you're like, I don't think they're supposed to be right angles when
Yet
you shoot a shot.
Oddly effective.
He's good. He's freaking good. He's definitely.
He would blow by Porzingis with regular ease as well.
With like ease, and that was, that was my biggest concern, was the defense. Because everybody was fixating on what the Magic defense was doing to the Celtics. And I think the common reaction is, not a lot of teams can do that. They're not built for that. They don't have the energy, effort, and attitude for that, the personnel for that. My question is, why did it look like the Magic were blowing by so many Celtic defenders? Because I do think other teams are capable of doing that and are capable of replicating that offensively. I didn't like how Porzingis looked at all. And I don't know if it was just a bad athletic matchup, if it was mentally he was a little overwhelmed with the physicality or the dogfight nature of this series. But if I had one concern moving forward, I don't have a ton of concerns. Okay, I told you, I think they're going to have their way with the Knicks. If I had one concern moving forward, it was the inconsistent defense at times in this series worries me.
Yes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
But do you think, I mean, but who do you think, aside from the fact that, I mean, Porzingis, sure, he can be a great rim protector, but he's not the, he's not your most elite defender.
Right. And well, yeah, one of the stats from one of the games was like he affected 14 shots at the rim and it was the highest number in the NBA or something. I don't even know what it was. It was a little Dan Ball
Derek White's stat. Great. And also, Andy, let's just, I mean, we're burying yet another lead here as well.
Why do we bury so many leads?
Because there's a lot of leads. This is like a...
I thought those were on the morning show.
It's a... what different kind of lead?
Oh, okay.
This is a... This is like a headline. You know, there's the masthead. There's the headline. Then there's a sub-headline. And then there's some stuff you need to get into in the first or second paragraph of the article, recapping the game. And one of those is the Celtics struggled defensively at times despite having missing defensive stalwart Drew Holiday for a third straight game. This is maybe some of the best things that can come from the series, including awakening angry Tatum and making the team more galvanized going through such a hard-nosed, hard-ass series against a team like the Magic, is resting Drew Holiday in that hamstring for almost 2 weeks' time. It's great they didn't have to drag him back out there for any meaningful minutes or ask him to play defense and then fill in for him on offense. Hopefully, Detroit can beat the Knickerbockers in Game 6, push that to 7, start the series next week, give him another week to rest that hammy so that he's ready to go come second round. I'd hope that they don't have to rest him longer, but you know how tricky those hamstrings can be.
Oh,
unpredictable, fickle, they say, like the New England weather.
That is absolutely concerning to me. I'm guessing they're erring on the side of caution here in this series, and you now get potentially a week off, half a week, whatever this turns out to be, depending on how the Knicks-Pistons series. I want to thank the Pistons. I thought the sure thing win would make me some money, and it absolutely did make me a little money last night with the Pistons winning. Okay. Thank you, Detroit. Now, I don't know what happens now. I actually wouldn't mind if the Knicks close it out. I'm not sure I want these Celtics sitting for a week.
They need to rest a little bit.
A little bit. And they're going to get a little bit of rest. I don't think I want them to get a lot of rest.
Who do you want them to play next?
The Knicks. I think they will blow right through the Knicks, and that's why I kind of want to get it started. I want the Knicks to close out the Pistons. I want the Celtics to have a little rest, but not the old Colts rust that sets in when you don't play for long enough and suddenly
the
you're
old
out.
Rest versus rust.
Because remember, and our guy Terp is actually running the Twitch cameras today and doing all the video for WEEI Afternoons because he was up late.
Terp.
Yep.
And he just published a new Six Rings podcast as well. I'm telling you, hardest working man in sports entertainment in New England these days.
That's why
Justin
I always
Turpin.
Vote for him for the Mingles Ward for the Employee of the Month, and he's never won it, I don't believe.
How has Justin M. Turpin,
I
at
vote
Justin M. Turpin on
time.
Socials, has he not won? I mean, there should only be one vote.
Yeah. It should be the Turp Award.
Mingles does it all.
Yeah, he does do it all.
The second I see Turp out front, like, you know, spraying down the doors and changing the marquee like he's the old concessionaire at the movie theater. Also, just for the record, the way my ballot reads every month is I write, who should be the winner of the Mark M. Mingles Employee of the Month Award? I write Justin Turpin, and then below it in parentheses, I write, definitely not Stiz.
Oh, Stiz.
I'm going to start an insurrection for Turp.
Turp's the man. But Turp did tell
ask
us.
Ask Andy about how you do insurrections.
Turp did tell us that each of the last six NBA champions didn't make it out of the second round. Well, the Celtics just advanced to the second round. So this is the make or break, make some history,
and
at least change
history. And here you are
history.
Trying to bring the Knicks on. Be careful what you wish for, Mo, bro.
I'm not worried at all. I'll be surprised if it goes more than five games.
Ain't worried
I actually
about
think it
nothing.
Could be a sweep. And that's the other thing. This series, I feel like, is going to get forgotten as a difficult series because some of the scores weren't that close, and obviously you win 4-1, and yet it was a tough series. It was a grind it out. At least half of every game was grinded out, some totality of games. You could have been 2-2. What was the score? 91-91 with
like 3.5 minutes left in game 4. By the way, I actually think this series was tougher than the NBA Finals last year.
Yeah, I would agree with that. To me, this is similar to the sweep of the Pacers. Yes, it was a sweep, but
that's
it really
just
wasn't
what
a sweep.
I was thinking.
It really was. I mean, it was a sweep.
I mean,
it was
still technically a sweep is a sweep, but so, you barely won all four games. The Celtics now, a 31-point win is not barely winning, but that was a dogfight for the first 26 minutes last night.
And the fact that this was hard work, dogfight, not a warm-up totally, like Dan Ball called it after game one, I think is great. I leave this series feeling better about the Boston Celtics, better about Jason Tatum, better about their chances of defending their title. There is, other than what you said yesterday, Fitzy, the injury factor. You know, Drew Holiday, you're going to get back out there, right? Like, this isn't going to linger, or this isn't going to be an issue in the NBA Finals down the road. Other than the injury factor that, you know, that can take down anybody. They're saying the same thing in Oklahoma. Like, if they lose Chet Holmgren and SGA pulls a hammy, guess what? They're not winning the title. Same thing in Golden State, where everybody's now worried about the Warriors. Jimmy Butler's bum hurts. Well, if his bum hurts, they're not going to win. So the injuries are going to derail somebody at some point. As long as that's not the Celtics, I feel better leaving this series than I did heading into it. I think they proved, hey, we can go a half without hitting threes. We can win a game hitting single-digit threes. We can play physical basketball. Well, some of us can play physical basketball. Some of us will just go sit on the bench, right, Porzingis? Check on me when we get to a series where my game fits a little bit better. But I think the Boston Celtics cruise into the second round of the playoffs. 617-779-7937. We'll be reacting to the Celtics' win over the Magic last night all afternoon. We got a loaded program, as we so often do. Ted Johnson, who went viral yesterday with his comments on Bill Belichick, he'll join us at 3 o'clock. Scal will join us at 4-ish, as always, when we schedule him in. But up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Wednesday, 2:30, our chat with Alex Cora, whose baseball team is not only surging a little bit, they got a little pop in their bats. They're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Alex Cora, WEEI Afternoons, up next. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.